Text numéro 20. Children need to learn British history in the correct order. Children must be taught landmark dates in chronological order from primary school to give them a common sense of British history and identity, Ofsted tells the government today. Far from knowing the order of key events, such as the Battle of Hastings and the signing of Magna Carta, pupils have no overview of history and cannot answer the big questions it poses, the school's inspectorate has found. Not only are major events in Scotland, Wales, Europe and the world overlooked, but without a sense of the order in which they occurred, students cannot make any connections with the periods they have studied. The assessment of pupils' understanding and the way history is taught in England's schools, particularly primaries, comes after academics and historians have repeatedly called for a review of the way the subject is taught up to the age of 14. History is taught in all primary schools, but we are recommending that the syllabus is looked at to promote a coherence in what's being taught, said Miriam Rosen, Ofsted's Director of Education. Dr. Rosen acknowledged that history had been squeezed in some primaries because of their need to raise standards in the three R's. We quite understand why schools have focused on literacy and numeracy, but we think they're beginning to see they can link history teaching to make sure it's not lost, and that there's still a focus on the core subjects, she added. Her comments appear to be at odds with the latest proposals by the government to allow schools to teach themes such as creativity and cultural understanding rather than individual academic subjects such as history and science in the second level. The inspectors targeted their criticism mostly at the education of 7 to 11-year-olds, which continues to disappoint. They cited one primary where 8-year-olds studied the Romans one term, learned how children coped in the Second World War the next, and finished with ancient Egypt in the summer term. Although the national curriculum calls for pupils to develop a chronological framework and to make connections between events and changes in the different periods, the inspectors said this rarely happened in practice. Consequently, they often have little sense of chronology, and the possibility of addressing broader themes is limited, they wrote. The report echoed concerns aired by academics and historians who said that Britain was losing a sense of shared identity because children were not being taught basic general knowledge in primary school. It's not secondary school that instills the deficit, but primaries. It's the view of the great stories in the past, like Alfred burning the cakes, Magna Carta, Columbus sailing the ocean blue, all that sort of stuff. Adapted from The Times, July 2007.